Mr. Excitement himself, Jackie Wilson, one of the great soul singers of the day and writers. He was born on this day in 1934. We'll be playing his music a lot during the course of today's program. He was, I think I heard this morning, Robert Sheet saying that James Brown was Mr. Dynamite. Well, everybody knew that Jackie Wilson was Mr. Excitement. He could put on a show. And those of a certain age might have seen him here in Baltimore at the Royal Theater many, many moons ago. One of the most exciting soul singers of all time, born on this day in history, this June the 8th, when not much did happen. You know, we did a program here on Ebony and Ivy not long ago that talked the book by Wilder that showed that the roots of almost all, not almost, but all of our Ivy League colleges came out of money fueled by slavery. And people were very active in that. Well, on this day, that first college, the Harvard Corporation, was formed in 1650. On this day, it began. On this day in 1943, this is the day when the first taxes were taken out of your paycheck. Before that, it was your federal taxes were lumped at the end of the year, but this is the first day that they were actually taken out of your paycheck in 1943. We were waging a war and decided we needed to get the money now. And so that money all came out weekly rather than in one lump sum. On this day in 1954, there was a very famous thing that happened in the House Un-American Activities Committee. Joseph McCarthy was a senator from Wisconsin who saw communists under every rug in America. And he attacked Joseph Welch, who was a special counsel of the U.S. Army. And he just interrupted him and made this famous line. He looked at McCarthy, wouldn't let him finish speaking, and said, "You've done enough. Have you no sense of decency, sir? At long last, have you left no sense of decency?" Because he was destroyed so many lives. And that was a very famous moment on this day in history. This day in 1964, a CIA report came out that said that domino theory did not exist. Now, this is what they used for the Vietnam War, saying if we didn't put our troops into Vietnam in this war, then every other nation in Asia would fall under the specter of communism. And this was a report that was squashed, let out later, but this happened on this day in 1964. On this day in 1973, Sectarian became the first Triple Crown winner in 25 years. And on this day in 1989, we've been talking a lot about reparations. It was this day in 1989 that John Conyers began his call for a study on reparations here in the United States of America. And we'll be taking up that conversation more and more over the coming months here on the Mark Steiner Show. And finally, on this day, June the 9th, this was the day that Alain Leray Locke passed away on the 4th of the 9th, in 1954. We talked about him last September. He was the father of the Harlem Renaissance. He was the man that that Martin Luther King once said in a speech, and I'm paraphrasing here. Martin Luther King said, "All our children are given are Aristotle and Plato as philosophers, but let me tell you that in the universe there is Alain Leray Locke and W.E.B. Du Bois." He was a brilliant philosopher and writer, the first African-American Rhodes Scholar. He passed away on this day in 1954. And on this day, Clarence Mitchell Jr., who was known as the 51st Senator, was given the Presidential Medal of Freedom by Jimmy Carter. A great Baltimorean, he was key in passing the Civil Rights Act of 1957, 60, 64, 65, the Fair Housing Act in 68. An amazing human being, and we remember him on this day as well. So that is this day in history. There's much more. Just go on over to steinershow.org, click on our day in history, and see the rest. We'll be right back with our guest to begin our discussion. Stay with us.